When you perform an evaluation of any property, keep in mind that financing can and does affect property value. As an example of the effect of financing on value, assume the two properties, A and B, are physically identical in every respect. Each one is owned free and clear of any mortgages, and an experienced investor has determined that each property has a market value of approximately $150,000, plus or minus a couple of percent. The question here is, must the properties necessarily sell for the same price? The answer is no, due to possible differences in the financing on each property. First, let's assume that the seller of property A wants all cash. Presumably, this means that the buyer has to place a new, relatively high interest rate mortgage on the property or have a lot of cash available for the purchase. Factors that will determine whether a buyer can purchase the property will include the size of his or her bank account, the quality of his or her credit, the existence of a large income, and/or the ability and willingness to make large monthly payments. Now, let's go to property B. Assume it's available with a no-down payment and low-interest seller financing with little or no qualifying. A prospective purchaser doesn't have to have a large amount of cash, good credit, or an ability to make large mortgage payments. Are both properties identical in value now? Of course not. This example illustrates that the terms of sale and the type of financing can have enormous effect on the value of a property. To further illustrate this point, assume that I have $150,000 in my left hand in cash and a deed to a $150,000 free and clear home in my right hand. Which hand holds the commodity with the greatest value? If you guessed both were equal, you'd be wrong. Not everyone's going to be interested in buying my $150,000 home for $150,000. But with my $150,000 cash, I can buy any $150,000 home, many $170,000 homes, and maybe even some $180,000 homes for this $150,000 in cash. The lesson here, cash is king, and it's a medium of exchange by which every financial alternative is compared. Okay, let's recap the material I've covered in this audio chapter.